Hello, hello. Welcome back to There's No Ellen podcast, the podcast by the people, for the people. I'm your host, Matt, and I'm joined today by my co-host, Morgan.
Luke, as you say hello.
Y'all are idiots.
Hello.
I'm also joined by Ben and Luke.
Hi.
Hi there. How is it going?
If you enjoy, and even if you don't, join the movement by subscribing to There's No Ellen podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Apple. Or by following us on Instagram at Noel Experience. In today's episode, we're going to test our knowledge by asking each other some fairly simple questions, and we're going to reveal our scores, with each of us hoping that we are not the dumbest of the group. Because anybody that knows us, you'd know that we will never, ever, ever let that person live it down. After that, I'll tell you a quick story about how we did our part for charity and helped out with the Jack charity ride. And then to wrap up the episode, we're going to do a Mad Libs. And if you aren't sure what that is, stay tuned to the end because Ben thinks it's hilarious. If it's not, you know who to blame.
Well, let's hope it is. I have my comedic reputation on the line.
Right, sure.
All right, today I'm going to be keeping it light and breezy like every good relationship has been for me. What? What's lighter and breezier than asking us some 8th grade questions, which we should all be able to get? Then we're going to score it as usual, see who's the dumbest. I personally have my money on the guy who didn't come top 10 in the 11 plus and then went on to do nothing with it.
Yeah, that's all three of us, okay.
Got y'all. There's only one of us who can talk then. Anyway, so I'm going to be asking 5 easy questions. Luke has 5 easy questions as well. We're going to kind of see who really falls for them. We're going to follow the same format as last episode where we found out who's most likely to fall asleep during sex. If you haven't listened to that yet, plug, plug, plug.
It's
go find
one
episode and then come back to this one. Before we start, the secret word for this week is charity. We figured out that y'all aren't sending that just because you don't last to the very end of the episode. It's not because you don't care. So I'm giving you a chance here. But anyway, let go. First question. How many months have in 28 days?
One.
12.
Thank you, Matt. All the months have in 28 days.
Let's go.
I figured Ben would get
that
one. I
need to go ahead off the Ben.
I got nervous.
I was reading my question.
Do y'all want to switch the format around? Because if Ben is going first all the time, I'm sure Luke will always get this wrong.
At least then I have an excuse.
All right, Luke, your question now.
All right, so we'll start with a short one. Wasp full of holes, but still holds water.
A towel?
A net? No, a net doesn't hold water. I don't know.
Full of holes, but doesn't hold water.
No, it does hold water.
It does.
You gotta answer fast, though. You get.
I don't know.
If this was America's Got Talent.
All right, Luke.
I'm gonna buzz you, crew.
A sponge.
But it holds water. Yeah, I guess. I mean, towel's pretty damn good. Hold the towel up, put some water in it. It'll leak a little bit, but it still holds.
Towel's not.
Ben, how much do your towels have holes
in them? Towel don't have any holes, big man.
Listen, on a microscopic level, you might find some holes.
All right, that is a bit of a technicality.
A farmer has 17 goats. All but 6 died. How many goats does he have left?
17 minus 6, but all 6.
6. You shouldn't do your working in your head, though, Ben. Luke, you plan to ask a question, or?
He's still thinking.
All right, Luke, you had plenty of time to think.
What? I said 6.
You say that at all, you liar.
You said, right after you said you plan to ask a question, it says 6. You were here when you listened to that.
Y'all jumping in and Ben still didn't get it right. You see what I'm trying to say here?
I barely even heard it. You talked about goats and something else. And
nah, but
Ben?
You said all died but 6. So he got 6 left, no?
Right.
Right.
But Ben, they're doing 17 minus 6. 9?
Yeah, but I said 6.
All right,
I caught myself.
All right, Luke. Next question.
All right, so my mom was outside taking a walk when it started to rain. He had no umbrella, no hat. His clothes got soaked, but not a hair on his head got wet. How did this happen?
He balled.
Gee, I would not have got that, but yeah, he balled.
He has on a hat. Just kidding.
He doesn't have a hat on.
Props to Matt for that one, boy.
That was quick off the block.
Yo, so Matt, maybe this is a good one to put on Instagram because you can see my face. I was calculating, thinking real hard and shit.
I'll go first this time, so it's not Ben first all the time. I hope that doesn't all kill.
Right, no problem. You could do it as you feel. Barry's dad has three sons: Snap, Crackle, and
Barry.
Yeah, that's it.
Right,
Barry.
Barry. If anybody's listening to this,
I was going
to
say pop, you know, I was video, like, nah, I can't.
Please send me that. Shite, Barry. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we need that to resurface.
I never saw that video. I just heard y'all talking about it.
Shite, Barry. Sucking them toes. Nice.
All right. No need to go further, Morgan. Wow.
All right, so you leave home and go to your right. You reach a corner, turn left, reach another corner, turn left again. You reach yet another corner and turn left again and go home. When you get there, there's a person with a mask waiting for you. What's going on?
A person with a mask?
You're first, Matt.
I mean, you're back at your house.
Right, left, 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 and go home.
No, he said, what's going on? The coronavirus. They got a mask on.
Oh, my God. I mean,
was that correct, by the way?
No.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, after making all those laughs, I know you're back home, right, Luke?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's he said you're, who you're has back home. Mask? So yeah,
he said you're going.
What's the answer?
He said, "What's going on?"
What's the answer?
What's the answer? Baseball.
Oh my God!
Ben, you're Yankee now.
It's true. Oh my God. But who has on a mask? Oh, yeah, the guy with the little facial. Yeah.
The guy at home.
She's on
home. For base. Anyone that's as dense as me, I just realized it was rounders kind of thing.
It's not rounders, it's baseball.
No, I know, but I was thinking about baseball. Man, Luke ain't talking shit. Coronavirus is a real good answer. Then I thought, okay, well, actually, run through the bases. That's left.
That one question that Ben got right went to his head.
It's true. I feel he's bigger by walking about here, like he knows the answer. So, all
right.
Listen, there's going to be one person that didn't figure it out, and I just saved their ass.
I got another one targeted for Ben. I'll reduce the numbers so that he can work the mass out quick. Your bowl has 7 apples. You remove 3. How many do you have left?
7. Because still your apples.
7?
4.
Sweet, man. You got the calculator. This answer is subjective because it could have really been either one. I want Ben to get one right. It could be 3, it could be 4, it could be 7.
Wait, how could it be 3?
What?
Oh, because you take them and left me 3. Yeah. Morgan tried to trick the men up then.
If I was really cool, I could have just picked whichever one y'all didn't say. So I could have said, nah, it's actually 3, y'all got it wrong. But you're welcome.
It could be anything. People going 7 apples. You know how many apples they got outside the bowl?
Yeah, it was a subjective answer, man.
Or they both have 7 apples, but they don't belong to me. So 0.
Apples. They both should have some bananas.
Morgan's
favorite fruit.
Morgan be like, nope.
I'm going to go off on a little side tangent here.
Yeah, I know what you want to say.
Morgan hates bananas so much that one day I peeled the banana and shoved it in his ear.
I've never seen Morgan so mad in my life.
But imagine someone that's petrified of bananas having to touch it and wipe it off of their ear. The smell, the texture, Morgan's face was hilarious.
Oh, that is so funny.
Aha, aha, aha. I'm terrified of relationships, but I've been 1 to 3.5 years, so.
Who's the lucky lady?
So now you got shoved in your ear then.
Oh, Lord.
A plane crashes on the border of France and Spain. Where do you bury the survivors?
I'll go last.
In their grave, wherever their families want them to go.
Fair enough.
Nope, you don't.
You don't. They're survivors.
All right.
That will be murder, son.
Oh, shit. Can't believe Ben out here telling this banana story. I hope for his sake.
All right, you go another one, Luke.
All right, so there's only one time in your life when you're twice as old as your child. When is that?
You're twice as old as your child? I don't know.
There's only one time in your life that you're twice as old as your child? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it's born. Yeah, the day it's born.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Say that one again, Chief.
No, because
zero times two is zero.
What are you talking about?
If you had a child at 30,
if you had a child at 30 when and it's zero, when it's 30 and you're 60, you're twice as old than it.
You said when
that makes sense. Well, you said the first time they
made Yeah, sense. Precisely.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, but like,
I still don't have the answer, but continue.
How old are you? That's the question.
So what is the answer then?
There, Matt. Yeah, so it's when the child is the same age you are when you had the child.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
correct. Yeah, fair enough.
I got it, but he just said it poorly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, now that we've ended that section of questions you should know, I'll remind you again, the secret word is charity. You don't want to make me feel that you don't care. Just send in the secret word. Come on.
It's true.
Anyway, on to the next thing. Matt?
All right, so because the secret word is charity, we have a bit of a theme going. So a few weeks ago, we were asked to attend, it's called the Jack Charity Ride, and basically it's a charity that it raises money for youth mental health across Canada. And how they raise the money is they do a ride, and this ride is done on the same day but throughout different countries in the world. And they did one here in Barbados a few weeks ago. As you all know, we were on quarantine, but at that point, we were allowed to exercise in groups of three. So instead of doing one big ride, they did one ride in groups of three, and they went different places throughout Barbados, but they did 50 kilometers. And we were asked to go with our camera and our equipment and take some photos. And we took some photos, made a video for them, and we just kind of did our part. This year, they had 1,250 riders throughout the world. I think there was maybe 15 in Barbados, and they raised $1.3 million for essential youth mental health programs. So we're happy to help with that and to do our part. And hopefully, you know, in the future, we can do some more work with that. I will say that I had to get out of bed at 4:55, which was not ideal for me.
Me too.
You too what? You ducked out. I had to do it myself. Morgan left me hanging. I had to drive, find the riders, pass them out, get out, take pictures of them quick, get back in the car, drive past them again. But anyway, yeah, we did our part for charity, and we're happy that we can help with that, and hopefully in the future we can do some more stuff to help with those.
Along those kind of lines, we had a couple ideas that we want to start doing where we chip in as well. I think one of them was, obviously, we do these hikes every now and then. If you're interested in coming on one of these hikes, obviously we can't do them right now, but send us a message, you know. We want to start doing these hikes to the point where we're comfortable enough with them and we can take some garbage bikes. Then we'd be able to throw in any trash along the way. I think that'd be a pretty cool way of chipping back in and helping out with some recycling along the island.
Yeah, I think so too. And if anybody else has any ideas of what we could do to help our community, you can send us a DM, let us know, or send us in the secret word charity. So our next segment is Mad Libs. And as I said in the intro, Ben thinks it's hilarious. We actually have done a video on this before a few years back. And basically what it is it's a paragraph that's written with some blank words out. And they tell you what to fill in the blanks with. So it would say like noun or verb or adverb. And you have to, the people who haven't read the paragraph, which would be Luke, Ben, and Morgan, will call out the words. And then when I read it back, we try not to laugh. But in this case, we're just going to laugh as much as it makes us. But what you're supposed to do is put some water in your mouth and try not to spit it out. If you want to see that video, Ben spat all over Morgan. To the point Morgan almost got pissed off and left the room. And
almost got pissed off.
In episode two, Ben began to gargle the water before he was spitting it on me, and I almost slapped him silly. So if you want, you could check those out on our YouTube channel. But in the meantime, in the meantime, now we can start. We had two short Mad Libs. So in this one, first thing, we'll get the words. So the first word you guys need to give me is a noun.
I think we should go over what nouns, verbs, and adjectives are. Just asking for a friend.
Oh boy, back to the eighth grade for sure. A noun is basically any word that is not a verb, adverb, or adjective. And because of that, now we need a noun, please.
Sponge.
Nice.
All right. Next is plural noun. We can make them spicy if we wish. So the viewers seem to like that from the last episode, which again, referencing last episode, we had a bit of a spicy episode of who's more likely to, we tried to figure out who's more likely of us to fall asleep during sex. Go check that out if you want to. So yeah, plural noun.
Wipes.
Wipes? What are you asking? Wipes. You trying to clean? What are you doing?
Listen, y'all are putting me on the spot first. Like.
But, I know. Yeah, Luke and Morgan could try in a little ting ting. Verb.
Bouncing.
Bouncing. Yeah, I like that. Part of the body, plural.
Toesies.
Hi, Barry.
Toesies? What he asked, dog. How do you spell toesies?
With a Z. A Z and an I and an E and an S.
I put T-O-E-Z-E-E-S. But we know that my spelling is horrific. All right, adjective.
Filthy.
Then no, a piece of clean air. Filthy white sponge. What have you been doing, dude?
I have... Toesies.
Yeah, he's cleaning his feet.
What was that song y'all used to listen to on the radio, Matt? Sponge and wash up, sponge and wash up.
We Jones.
Oh shit! All right, plural noun. Luke and Morgan, feel free to answer.
So we're gonna be cleaning her toes and butt cheeks with sponges and wipes.
It's called the magic lib, so it's not about cleaning. You're the one that's making it about cleaning. Last one is adjective
fit.
Here we go. This is number one, the magic libs. Today, every student has a computer small enough to fit into their sponge. They can solve any math problem by simply pushing the computer's little wipes. Computers can add, multiply, divide, and bounce better than a human. Some computers are toesies. Others have filthy screens. That actually makes sense. That shows all kinds of butt cheeks. That's like a photocopy. And thick figures.
No, Matt's been doing his photocopiers, but all right.
Not my photocopier, but anyway. All right, so.
That was weird.
The next one, before we get to the end of this episode, is called Travel Lib. So first thing is city name.
Bridgetown.
What street in Bridgetown?
Baxter Street is a personal favorite of Ben's.
Baxter
Road.
Adjective. Y'all are really doing a horrible job here. Color.
Yeah. Maroon.
Cartoon character.
Ed and Eddie.
Place.
Or.
Nah, I'm going to put him Pirates Cove. Verb. Jam down.
Running.
Animal.
Kangaroo.
Place again.
The beach.
Verb.
Reversing.
Verb. Quarting. Down.
Boxers.
Verb.
Split in middle.
That's it. It's done. All right, John last one is friend. Travel Libs. Bridgetown, Baxter Road is so exciting. Everything is so moist. All the buildings are lovely, and there's a big river that's maroon in color. I can't wait to see Ed, and Eddie at the Pirate's Cove. Then we're going to go jam down the kangaroo at the beach. But right now, I really need to reverse back so I can do some squatting in my boxers. Split you later. That one's actually pretty funny. Which one y'all prefer out of the two of them?
I think the latter was good. It's just we weren't very enthusiastic.
Yeah, y'all stop. Well, anyway.
I just found out what verbs were, so I'm here looking through. The dog ran across the yard.
So while Morgan tries to figure out what exactly a verb is, we have a few things to talk about. First thing, Ben had a good idea. He figured that it would be nice for us to grow along with you guys, our listeners. So what we're going to do is every month on Instagram, we're going to try and set a few goals and update you all with how it's going. Like, for example, our first goal is to get to 1,000 listens on our podcast. And we're almost there. Probably between this episode and next, we'll get that. We're also looking to get to 200 Instagram followers. So be a part of the journey. Go follow us, listen, share if you want. And while we're doing that, we can talk about last episode. We offered to shout out anybody who followed us between last episode and this one. And two people did, Chelsea Ruitt and Danny Clark. So thank you guys for joining the journey. And I guess the last thing before we roll out is to talk about our sponsor. This week, our sponsor is We Need a Sponsor. If you're interested in sponsoring the show, you could contact us at thenoelexperience@gmail.com, or you can message me or Morgan on Instagram, and we can give you a sample of what we can offer.
Whilst we don't have a
official sponsor this episode. As I mentioned before, I have some friends that have businesses, and actually Luke and I yesterday we went up to Sharky's on the West Coast. We actually went there for breakfast around like 11 o'clock, and I think I ended up leaving there at 6 p.m. or something. Luke went there with his laptop to do work and then do shit all. But we just enjoyed ourselves. We were up there. We know the guy that runs it. We just spent the day there. It was a good time. I gotta say, I really enjoyed their food. Their breakfast yesterday was great. And my mom always humbugs me all the time to get their pasta. So if anybody's listening and they're looking for somewhere to eat, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, feel free to DM us if you want their contact information, or go and check them out. That pretty much brings a close to our episode. Sorry to leave you guys. Luke, where can they find you?
Luke_Humphrey7
on Instagram. Ben?
Ben or Noel.
Morgan?
Morgan_AER.
And you can find us at Noel Experience on Instagram and Facebook. There's Noel in Podcasts on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And you can find myself at MatthewN11. Thanks, you guys, for listening. We'll check you guys next time.